Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everyone. Praise God for you. That we praise God that we're able to worship Him this morning in spirit and in truth. First and foremost, I want to thank everyone for their prayers and their cards. Thank you, Sister Warren. I received your card the other day, and thank you for it. Lifting my spirits, and we want to call out Sister Reese this morning, who's been my right hand while I've been undergoing my illness, and she's making sure that I stay on the road to recovery, and I appreciate her, and love her dearly, and we're just grateful to God to be here and being able to serve Him in spirit and in truth this morning. So let us proceed with the word this morning. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto thy sight. Lord, you're our strength and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Our text this morning will be taken from St. John, verse 34, and it reads as follows. Sir, they said, from now on give us this bread. And Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. We want to talk briefly on the bread of life. During biblical days, bread was a staple of life, or the principal food of people. All other dishes were considered as accessories. Therefore, bread had a sacredness about it. Even today in the Middle East, you'll find Jews or Arabs, they never step on a piece of bread, no matter how spoiled or contaminated it might be. They never despise or disregard it. And the view of the importance and sanctity of bread is expressed over and over again in the Bible, so that the words of our Savior carry in greater significance when interpreted by the rest of Scripture. For needless to say, that bread that Jesus was speaking about in the passage before us was not the material bread that satisfies physical hunger, but rather it's the heavenly bread that satisfies our spiritual hunger. And just as material bread is fundamental to man's physical life, the heavenly bread is essential to our spiritual life. For heavenly bread supplies the spiritual life. In order for Jesus to become the bread of life to men and women who were spiritually dead, Jesus had to be bruised for us. Therefore, in Isaiah 28:28, it says, grain must be ground to make bread. Before bread can be made, corn had to be crushed under the grindstone and then mixed in the kneading trough. And this gives a vivid picture of the suffering which our Lord had to go through before he could provide spiritual nutrition for us. Can't you hear Isaiah saying he was wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquities. Then Jesus was baked for us. Leviticus 2:4 says he was the meal offering baked in the oven. Brothers and sisters, what transpired in that darkness of the oven of God's wrath on Calvary will never be understood with our finite minds. All we know that it was the heat of that indescribable experience that Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Last but not least, Jesus was broken for us. Speaking of his death through Paul, he could say, this is my body which was broken for you. So by Jesus being bruised, baked, and broken for us, he became the bread of life. And he's the only one who's able to say, if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. So will you look at his face right now and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for being bruised, baked, and broken for me. And I receive you as the bread of life. For heavenly bread also sustains spiritual life. Now, while the supply of life is given to us the moment we accept Jesus as the bread of life, this new life grows and develops only as the believer continues to feed on Jesus. Now, it's interesting to notice that Jesus intends for us to feed on him even as he fed on the Father. Listen to these words again. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Now, you may ask the question, how did Jesus live by the Father? Well, first, he lived by the Father by feeding on the Word of God. You know, when Jesus was out in the wilderness after his 40-day fast, he answered Satan's attack in the wilderness. He revealed the method in which he sustained his spiritual life. You know his words. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In other words, Jesus was teaching that material bread alone is not sufficient. We must feed constantly on the bread which comes from God if our spiritual life is to be sustained. I believe Jeremiah had knowledge of this when he said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And the word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Secondly, Jesus was fed by the Father by feeding on the will of God. He could say, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. As he fulfilled the divine will, so his soul was fed by the Heavenly Father. And just like that, it's for us, just like that, we're to follow that same pattern, to fulfill God's will in everything we do. And last but not least, by Jesus was led by the Father by feeding on the work of God. Once again, in John 4:34, he says, my meat is to finish his work. Jesus worked an hourly program. He was never ahead of time, and he was never behind time. Each day's work was carefully planned and thoroughly done. In fact, on one occasion, when his respected mother suggested that he should perform a miracle before the appointed moment, Jesus said, my hour has not yet come. And as he did each day's work, he found the very doing of the work of God food for his soul. So eating of Jesus day by day as the bread of life involves meditation on his word, dedication to his will, and the consecration to his work, for the heavenly bread satisfies spiritual life. Man's deepest hunger is spiritual. Whether we know it or not, man hungers for God, hungers for truth, and he hungers for life. Whatever else he has in the world will never be satisfied until man finds the answer to this threefold spiritual hunger. Material things will never fill the soul of man. Whether there are things to eat or things to see, things to wear or things to do. And neither can a human soul be filled with another human soul, for one empty vessel cannot fill another empty vessel. But the glory of the gospel is this, that in Christ Jesus, all spiritual hunger can be satisfied. As the bread of heaven, Jesus satisfies our hunger for God, a hunger for truth, and a hunger for life. For the hunger of God deals with the search for God being universal. Mankind, as we know it, has a huge capacity for God, and therefore a huge emptiness without God. But Jesus answers the hunger with these remarkable words. Can't you hear him saying, the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives light to the world. Then we deal with the hunger for truth. And I hear the word of Jesus saying, my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. From childhood to adulthood, we have an insatiable hunger for truth. But the tragedy is that instead of being satisfied with the true bread from heaven, thousands upon thousands feed upon the false bread supplied by the devil himself. Instead of feeding at the Father's table, they attempt to fill themselves with the husks that the swine eat, like the prodigal son. And ultimately, they perish with hunger. And there's only a small minority of people who come to their senses and remember the bread enough to spare, which is found in Jesus and the home of the Father. The true bread, my beloveds, feeds the mind with knowledge and the heart with happiness. And let me close by dealing with the hunger for life. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. We are all hungry for life. We can't laugh. We can't work, we can't love unless we have life. We fight for life. When others try to disregard us and take our rights away, we fight for life. We work in our daily jobs for life. We dream at night while we sleep of life. We even eat at mealtime for life. Our hunger is for life. And yet so many of us try to be satisfied with a mere existence where Jesus offers us the bread of life. So if you're searching for life among the world's treasure and pleasures, Lift your eyes up to the one who holds the secret of life in all its fullness. Listen to his words when he says, I am the living bread which comes down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Now, we've talked about the bread of life that Christ Jesus supplies. He supplies spiritual life. He sustains spiritual life, and he satisfies spiritual life. Now, it remains for you to come to Jesus, then believe on him as the bread of life. Jesus says, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And notice now, by coming to Jesus, you trust him. But by believing, you taste of Christ. You must trust him now and then taste and see that the Lord is good. Trust him first, then taste him. And you'll go on eating and proving that Jesus Christ completely satisfies. That concludes our message, and we hope you gained a thought this morning, and let us close with a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come humbly bow before you, holy God, thanking you for this day that you've allowed us to see, and thanking you for the bread of life that you've given by way of thy Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for each and every one who's listening over the airwaves, praying that you bless their homes, bless their families, and bless their lives. And continue to bless your community, dear God. Bless us collectively as well as individually. And we pray, dear Lord, that you will keep us until we meet again. So we ask these blessings all in the blessed name of Jesus. And for his sake, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Woo.